Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday. Titans will be back on the field publicly tomorrow as they continue training camp at Ascension St. Thomas Sports Park. All of our training camp coverage is presented by Macero and 12 South and Parman Energy Group. We welcome to the show now forever Titans punter Brett Kern. He joins us now. Hi, Brett. What's up?
Good morning. I feel like we should welcome you to the show.
I know. It's been a minute.
It's been a little bit.
It's been a minute, but good to be back. I want to start with the bad news. Treylon Burks breaks his collarbone on Saturday at the stadium. You know, we were just talking about it, you know, trying to make a play and, you know, obviously put himself in a position. You know, I think he was going to make this team, but, you know, to obviously get more playing time. You were there when all this went down and he was, you know, drafted. I think we can all agree he was brought in an unfair situation, but it is what it is. And that was he was drafted in the first round and basically brought in to replace A.J. Brown after he was traded.
Right.
It's never really worked. He's battled injury his whole career. I hate it because I think he's a good kid and I want to see him succeed, but I do think his time as a Titan might be coming to an end.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate because Treylon's a good kid, quiet kid, goes about his business. And, you know, to come in that situation, obviously, with the whole trade and AJ and kind of those expectations, you know, it's tough. But, you know, there's a sign in the training room at the Titans facility. It says the best ability is availability. And unfortunately for Treylon, you know, you're looking at playing in about 50% of the games that he could have possibly played in. And, you know, with one touchdown, it's just it's tough. The injury bug, it happens all across the league. It's not just Treylon. Like, you see guys come in that are just extremely gifted athletes, very talented, and they just, for whatever reason, whether it breaks, you know, muscle tears, soft tissue issues, you know, concussions, it just ends their career short. And I'm not saying this is the end of Treylon's career, but I just think with the Titans not picking up his fifth-year option and just, like I said, not being able to be available just makes it tough.
Does this open the door for, you know, somebody else like a Xavier Restrepo or an Oliver, one of those guys, to take his spot and make this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about it. It might have been around the draft, actually. You know, when they drafted DK and Io Manor in the fourth round, and then all of a sudden this wide receiver room becomes extremely crowded, right? And I think we chatted about potentially Treylon starting on the PUP list and that obviously opening up a spot for one of these guys. You know, Oliver, even somebody like Mason Kinsley, you know, Restrepo, and I, honestly, like somebody like James Prochet, right, who's been in the league 7 years, who's a gifted punt returner and kick returner, right? And so, you know, if you kind of have your five guys, and Ridley, Lockett, DK, Isle Manor, and, you know, say Van Jefferson, right? And then now this opens up a spot for the sixth. And so I'll be interested to see which way they go. Training camp's important, but, you know, these preseason games and these practices against other teams are probably more important.
Talking to former Titans punter Brett Kern on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Brett, we got this for you because we want you to have PTSD.
1 week we're going to stink, gosh, and this guy sucks, and then I suck.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, that's one of the many clips you could probably play.
Oh, man.
Probably not.
Just wanted you to have that today.
Have you laughed at some of the stuff that he said in New England? Of just like, because I hear it and I go, ah, there he is. He's back.
It's Rabelese, whatever language he speaks, and just how he talks, how he communicates, just gets right to the point. Doesn't really like many of the media members. Just he's a special individual who honestly knows a ton about football. And like I said, I've learned a lot from him over the years when he was coaching. But it just cracks me up.
Oh, absolutely!
All his isms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why we love. And we played that for you. Brett Kern's with us here on the Chase the Big Joe Show. All right, we talk about Burks at practice, everything. You know, he probably wouldn't have made the team anyway. But it's a great story. Because of that, you know, it opens up opportunities for a guy. You read that quote about the best ability is availability for a guy. Now the guys in that wide receiver room, although they hate it, they're like, all right, now we get to step up. So does that increase the competition more for these guys in that room, Brett?
Yeah, I mean, it should. Obviously, depending on what they're looking for exactly in that spot. But I think the biggest thing is when I, you know, just listed off those five guys, right, of who will probably make the team. I think that sixth guy – has to be a guy that can contribute heavily on your core four for special teams. You can't keep six receivers potentially and not have any of them really contribute on special teams, because then you're trying to find other areas, you know, to kind of take those special team spots. And so, you know, if you're going to keep six, I'd say one for sure has to be a core four, and maybe even two has to be a contributor on special teams. So as important as it is, you know, to get that wide receiver spot, I think it's, you know, for the offense, I think it's even more important, whoever that sixth receiver is, if they keep six, it has to be a core four guy.
All right, we talk about competition. We went on the show last week when Will Levis was announced that he was not going to be available this year because of shoulder surgery, and it kind of, you know, it probably let Callahan off the hook and everybody off the hook, like, all right, we don't have to worry about him making the comments, us making the comments about all that. But the competition is still there now. I mean, Cam's going to be number one. So your number two guy is kind of gone now. When you were fighting to be a punter in the league, when they brought somebody in, did you get mad? Did you question why, or you just go out and do your job?
Yeah, I mean, I got mad. I got frustrated because I also knew, like, you know, special teams, it's not like, you know, when you go out for training camp, those guys, you know, on offense and defense are running 60, 70, 80 plays per practice, right? And the whole, you know, notion of Cam Warden, how is he doing? And, oh, he threw this pick and all that, like all that stuff, right? And you want to root for the defense, right? You also want to root for the offense, but it's very conflicting, right? of what you want. Who do you want to do well? Like, Cam throws a pick to Cody Barton. It's like, oh, darn, Cam, why'd you do that? And then you're thinking, well, great job by Cody to recognize, you know, what he was doing, and what formation they're in and all that. Anyways, but all that to say is special teams, you know, punting, you know, you might have a 10-rep period, and that's every 3 days. So you don't really get a ton of reps. And so I knew when somebody came in, like, someone's going to be taking my reps. And so, you know, I think I told you guys earlier on the show, I was like, okay, if this guy's April, I want to see how quickly I can beat him out and get him cut. that was kind of my goal. Just because I knew, you know, when the time training camp came around or even preseason, it was like I knew some of my reps were going to be taken away, and I wanted all those to get ready for the season. And I'm just a competitor in general. Like, I want to win, whether we're playing golf. I only maybe roll bowling, if that's what it's called, bowling once a year. Like, I still want to beat you in bowling. So ping pong, you name it, let's go. So, but yeah, I mean, it's frustrating, but it's a part of the business that they're always trying to go younger and cheaper. And that's just a part of how it goes.
Brett Kern is with us here on the Chasing Big Joe show. So the Titans get Joey Sly to be their kicker this year. We know he's kicked 60 plus. I think he hit a 63 yarder last year for the Patriots. He boots a 66 yard field goal in practice on Saturday. Unreal. The boot that this guy has.
Yeah, he's a big boy. Strong, like really strong. I remember when he came into, I think it was Carolina, his rookie year, I think it was 2018, and just watching some preseason film, and kickoffs were going like 5-6 deep into the stands, and it was just really impressive. And so the crazy thing is about the one that he hit on Saturday, that 66-yarder, that thing was still a quarter of the way up the uprights. Like, legit, I think that thing was good from 70 to 71 if they did it in a game. So, you know, he hit a 63-yarder last year. He hit a 61-yarder in 23, you know, in Washington. So, obviously the capability is there to hit a long field goal. It's just a matter of if he gets, you know, if the Titans are in that situation to end of the half, end of a game, you know, obviously you don't want to try a 66-yarder, you know, halfway through the first quarter if something happens and, you know, he misses it. And then all of a sudden, you know, the offense has a great field position start for their next drive. So, yeah, but that's definitely a nice asset to have, somebody with that kind of leg.
Well, how much is that discussed? I mean, obviously, you know, it's not going to be a regular thing like you just said. But, you know, when you know you have a guy that has the big leg, I mean, is that something that's, you know, discussed in meetings? Is it practiced regularly? Because, you know, if it's the end of the game and that's the only play you have left, like you just said, knowing that you have that available to you has to be a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, really, when you think about it, if you're end of the half, end of the game, and let's say the other team kicks off, right, and it's a touchback and you're on the 25, and in essence you only have to go 25 more yards to potentially have a try at 3 points, right? I mean, that's pretty good, you know, for Callahan and calling plays and all that kind of stuff, knowing that, hey, look, you know, we don't have to down to the opposite 30 or the opposite 25 to put ourselves in a really good chance for a field goal. I mean, really, if we're looking at you know, three first downs, if we can get 25, 30 yards and our kicker can hit it from 60, 65, you know, we don't have to drive it as far. I mean, obviously you'd like to go as far as you can to make it a higher percentage field goal try, but knowing that you have that leg capability in your back pocket is a pretty nice asset.
Brett, let me ask you this. We could spend all 2 hours just banging on this football team of this and that. They're not good. What excites you about this football team right now?
Honestly, I think it is just, you know, Cam Ward and the potential. And I say potential just because it's, you know, you're looking at a 17-game season. Hopefully he can stay healthy for all 17 games. You know, obviously he's going to go up against some pretty good defenses along the way. But I just think anytime you have a number one pick, especially a quarterback, and if that can work out, and he can show that he can do it, you know, on a relatively consistent level and not be a repeat offender in the sense of, hey, you know, I was rolling across to the right, I threw across my body, you know, right back, you know, kind of that Mahomes to Kelsey thing. And people forget, like, when they show the Mahomes to Kelsey thing, that's like a highlight, right? Plenty of times if you're watching the Chiefs every Sunday, you know, Patrick rolls out to his left or his right and he makes those throws and A, somehow it doesn't get intercepted or it's incomplete or he dirts it, right? It's not like every time that just happens. And so Cam just, you know, trying not to be a repeat offender and the mistakes that he makes. And even when he, you know, threw that interception to Cody Barton, like he went over and asked him, like, what did you see? Like a different kind of like, okay, I'm trying to obviously do it through an offensive lens, but I want to know what the defense is seeing as well. Like, did I tip it? Were my eyes in the wrong place, right? Was he looking at my hips, the way my hips were turned to where I was going to throw? And so, like I said, I think if Cam can show progress, show that he can be a starting quarterback on this team, like, then all of a sudden you have your quarterback for the next, you know, how many years, and now you can start really building your roster around your quarterback, and that's exciting.
When you started talking about the positive, you cut out for a second. I thought Vrabel tried to cut the line on us right there about the positivity. with that being said, I know the answer to this question. I'm going to ask it anyway. How monumental is that opening game against Denver, Brett?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, and it's opening week, too, in Denver. Tough defense, tough place to play. Yeah, I mean, it's huge, but it's not like the end-all, be-all, right? I mean, if he goes out there and makes a mistake, he's going to make mistakes, right? Like I said, I think the big thing that you want to see is that he's not a repeat offender, you know, kind of making the same mistakes over and over again. And, you know, and the mistakes that do happen, that he can learn from them and then build upon it for the next week and the things that he does well in the game, because he will do some things that I think will be great in the game. And I think just building upon those as well. But, you know, it's just one game out of 17. And then the next week you play the Rams, and then you know, it's just, you got to take it week by week. But it's definitely a good litmus test to kind of see where we're at, you know, early on in the season going forward.
Brett, great stuff. Looking forward to the conversations now that there's actual football to talk about. So it'll be a lot of fun, but thanks. We'll talk next week.
All right. Y'all have a good week.
You too. Brett Kern, former Titans puncher, joining us here on the program. Coming up next, I went on the Sports Grid show last night, and they asked me, when looking at this football team that has so many issues, what is the brightest spot on this roster?
Oh.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I gave an answer, and I think it's the right answer, but I struggled because obviously they have a long way to go. We'll discuss that. I'll get Joe's answer to that question. Coming up next here on Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. And, of course, we are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.